Headline: Trump media looks past crypto.com red flags to launch new partnership. Published at 7:04 p.m., March 25th, 2025. This morning, Donald Trump's publicly traded Truth Social operator announced that it has picked crypto.com as a launch partner for ETFs containing Bitcoin, BTC, Kronos, CRO, and other crypto assets with a Made in America focus. The partnership is curious for many reasons, not least of all crypto.com's very not made in America history in Asia and Europe. CEO Chris Marzalek spent most of his career in Singapore and Hong Kong, and crypto.com's current world headquarters is in Singapore. Its North American division has a headquarters in Texas. The giant crypto exchange once offered a debit card powered by Germany-based Wirecard and established a regional headquarters in France. However, crypto.com's non-USA operations are far less interesting than its dubious financial history. Subheading: Unburning CRO to inflate the supply 156%. Just this month, a crypto.com subsidiary proposed the reversal of its 70 billion CRO token burn. That would not only renege on a promise, but more than double today's circulating supply of approximately 27.4 billion. This incredible reversal of a 2021 promise will supposedly help with making America the world capital of crypto. That about-face on one of the most important characteristics of a crypto asset, its supply, is just the latest example of crypto.com making dubious promises. For example, the company once promised and then declined to submit audited proof of reserves after Mazars Group distanced itself from one of its attestations. Not only did a formal audit never arrive, but the exchange has subsequently failed to release weaker proof of reserves since 2022. The company also once advertised up to 8% cashback on debit card purchases and 12% rewards for people who staked large amounts of CRO. These rewards, however, would never compensate someone who staked CRO near its peak price of $0.98 on November 24, 2021. Around that time, Crypto.com announced its intention to rename the Los Angeles Lakers Stadium. CRO is still more than 85% below that all-time high, even after today's 30% news pump on its Donald Trump-associated ETF announcement. Subheading CRO is good enough for Trump, apparently. Today, blockchain sleuths are dredging up Crypto.com's historical misdeeds in light of today's Donald Trump-related news. Examples include the company once choosing Wirecard as a card issuer before that company declared insolvency in June 2020. Wirecard is now widely regarded as one of the biggest frauds in German history. In 2009, a judge called Marsalek's testimony unreliable. Elsewhere, Marsalek also led a multimillion-dollar company that failed entirely in 2016. Understandably enraged about this month's reversal of a community vote to force 156% dilution onto token holders, people were bewildered that the President of the United States would partner with the company and choose its token for an ostensibly Made in America-focused ETF. Protos has reached out to Crypto.com and Trump Media and Technology Group, but by publication time had not received a reply. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at Protos.com.